This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa directs authorities to complete Melamchi project on time. BIMSTEC ministerial level meeting kicks off in Kathmandu today. Parliament passes Civil Code 2017 declaring chowpatty practice a crime. And 50 migrants and refugees deliberately drowned off Yemen's coast. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa has directed concerned bodies to accelerate the completion of Melamchi drinking water project, assuring that the government will provide utmost support for it. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa reached Ambistan of Helambu in Sindhupalchuk district and inspected the source of water for the drinking water project. During the on-site inspection, Prime Minister Dewa expressed dissatisfaction over the delay seen in the project's completion. The project had begun in 2001. At the project site, Executive Director of the Melamchi Drinking Water Development Committee, Ramchandra Devkota, informed the Prime Minister of the progress and challenges facing timely completion. Prime Minister Dewa was accompanied by Minister for Information and Communications Mohan Bahadur Basnet, Minister for Drinking Water and Sanitation Mahendra Yadav, and lawmaker from Constituency No. 3 of Sindhupalchuk District, Sherbhadra Thamang. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has said preparations for the 15th ministerial meeting of the Bay of Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, BIMSTEC, have been completed. The meeting is being held in capital Kathmandu from today. The Sub-Regional Organization of the Southern and Southeastern Countries of Asia was established 20 years ago for an integrated economic development of the member states. Prime Minister Sherbhadra Dewa is scheduled to inaugurate the meeting today. In the meeting, discussion will be held on 14 different areas identified by BIMSTEC, including trade, investment, transport and communication, energy, tourism, public health, counterterrorism and climate change. Similarly, the meeting will also finalize the fourth summit of heads of state and the government of BIMSTEC countries. The meeting will also discuss the status of the progress and achievement in the 14 areas of cooperation, appointment of the next Secretary General, date and venue of the 16th BIMSTEC Ministerial Meeting, and adoption of the joint statement of the 15th BIMSTEC Ministerial Meeting. Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Krishna Bahadur Mahara, is leading the Nepali delegation to the meeting. The Legislature Parliament has passed the Criminal Code 2017. The Parliament brought the new code in order to update the criminal law, which was earlier based on the Civil Code 1974. The code will come into effect from coming August 17th after it is certified by the President. With the introduction of the new criminal code, the traditional practice of chowpatty has been criminalized. Chowpatty is prevalent in the mid and far western region of Nepal. In this practice, the women are excluded from family during menstruation and are made to stay away from the family home in a temporary shed. Those forcing women to take to the shed during the period will now be punished with 3 months jail term and a fine. 5 bills, including criminal code, have been presented in the Parliament replacing the Civil Code 1974. The criminal code was finalized with rigorous discussion for 5 months. The code has also criminalized those involved in making anyone disappear, seizing public land and match fixing. The Parliament meeting also passed the Criminal Code Work Procedure Bill 2017. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
नयाँ वर्षको अवसरमा नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्यायो अहिलेसम्मकै सस्तो GSM डाटा प्याक
100 रुपियाँमा पाउनुहोस् 400 MB डाटा
ओहो कति सस्तो 200 रुपियाँमा त 850 MB साँच्चै सस्तो
त्यो भन्दा सस्तो पनि छ 300 रुपियाँमा 1500 MB डाटा लिनुहोस् इन्टरनेटमा रमाउनुहोस्
यो अफर एक्टिभेट गर्न मेसेज बक्समा जानुहोस् लेख्नुहोस् DATA 400 MB र पठाउनुहोस् 1415
नयाँ वर्षमा नेपाल टेलिकमका थप अफरहरू बुझ्न डायल गर्नुहोस् *1415
Nepal Telecom
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM News Bulletin. On to more news now. The Public Accounts Committee of the Legislature Parliament has asked Nepal Airlines Corporation to submit the documents relating to the decision to purchase aircrafts and the process initiated within 5 days. The meeting of the committee yesterday gave the deadline to Nepal Airlines Corporation for document submission after it denied the direction earlier. Committee Chairman Dor Prasad Upadhyay informed that the Nepal Airlines Corporation was directed to submit documents relating to the aircraft purchase after it was found to have bought the wide-body Airbus with a US company while making the payment to a Portuguese company. However, Nepal Airlines Corporation Director General Sugath Ratna Kansakar argued that the decision to purchase the aircraft was made by the Nepal Airlines Corporation Board of Directors and that it was legally done. Prime Minister Sharbadu Dewa has expressed commitment on behalf of the government to protect the rights of indigenous nationalities. While addressing a program organized by Nepal Federation of Indigenous Nationalities on the occasion of the 23rd International Day of the World's Indigenous People in the capital yesterday, Prime Minister Dewa said the constitution has guaranteed the rights of indigenous nationalities. Prime Minister Dewa said, the Constitution of Nepal has bestowed special rights to the indigenous nationalities and it is necessary to utilize and exercise these rights. Prime Minister Dewa said Nepal is a garden of diverse flowers and that the country has become a center of attraction for the world for its cultural diversity. He said every ethnic group has its own distinct language, culture and costume. All these should be preserved for they are our heritage and intangible property. Prime Minister Dewa said there have been special provisions made for women, indigenous nationalities, Dalit and backward sections of the society in the local elections. He said the efforts are underway to transform the slated rights into concrete actions. The Indigenous Nationality Day was marked with the slogan, Stance of Indigenous Nationalities for Rights, Representation and Self-Rule, Our Collective Campaign for Constitution Amendment for Federalism with Identity. The European Union is providing financial assistance worth 7.36 billion rupees to the government of Nepal to help implement the school sector development plan. The amount will be utilized in bringing necessary reforms to the management and service delivery of education sector and for fulfilling technical and other requirements. Finance Secretary Santaraj Subedi and head of European Union delegation in Nepal, Renzi Terink, signed a financing agreement to this end at the Finance Ministry on Wednesday. A 3-day regional conference on mountain agriculture has begun in Godavari, Lalitpur. The conference will focus on topics such as bee pollination services, agri-extension and market linkages. The conference is organized by the Ministry of Agricultural Development and the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, ICIMOT. Giving a keynote speech, Minister of Agricultural Development Ramkrishna Yadav said the findings of the action research on agri-extension will inform the agricultural extension policy and programs of Nepal about the precondition for transforming agriculture in the country. Similarly, newly appointed Vice Chairman of the National Planning Commission, Swarnim Wagle, admitted that Nepal's agriculture sector is mired by perennial problems such as young people leaving agriculture for jobs abroad due to lack of employment opportunities at home, over-dependence on rain-fed agriculture and lack of access to agri-extension services, technologies and agricultural inputs. He said the future of agriculture lies in exploring new modes of production to take advantage of the economies of scale and commercial, even precision farming that continuously internalizes new policy relevant evidence-based findings. You're listening to Radio Nepal's ATM News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Up to 50 refugees and migrants from Somalia and Ethiopia were deliberately drowned when a smuggler forced them into the Sea of Yemen's coast. The UN Migration Agency said on Wednesday, calling the drowning shocking and inhumane. The BBC states there were among 120 people who were deliberately pushed off from a boat into the sea by the smuggler who apparently feared arrest. International Organization for Migration staffers found the shallow graves of 29 of the refugees and migrants on a beach in Yemen during a routine patrol. North Korea will develop a plan by mid-August to launch 4 immediate range missiles at the U.S. territory of Guam before presenting it to leader Kim Jong-un, who will make a decision on whether to proceed, the North Korea state media said on Thursday. The unusually detailed report on the attack plan marked a further escalation in tension between Pyongyang and Washington after U.S. President Donald Trump warned North Korea earlier this week it would face fire and fury if it threatened the United States. North Korea's official news agency described Trump's threat as a lot of nonsense. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis has told North Korea to avoid actions that could usher in the end of the regime and the destruction of its people. In Wednesday's strongly worded statement, Mattis called on Pyongyang to halt its arms program. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Department, the weather will be mostly cloudy in the eastern region and generally cloudy in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the eastern region and at some places of the central and western regions. Chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of the eastern and central regions. Now, Kathmandu's weather report, maximum temperature of 29.5 degrees Celsius, minimum of 21, relative humidity 98% and average rainfall 8.9 millimeters. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa directs authorities to complete Melamchi project on time. BIMSTEC ministerial level meeting kicks off in Kathmandu today. Parliament passes Civil Code 2017 declaring Chaupari practice a crime, and 50 migrants and refugees deliberately drowned off Yemen's coast. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.